Dateline Washington, Thursday, October 2nd, 2008. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, we need to vote no on the bailout bill. We'll hear from Arizona Congressman Trent Franks, a Republican, who says the changes made by the Senate still aren't good enough to earn his support for this legislation. Also in this edition, we need to vote yes on the bailout bill. South Carolina Republican Congressman Joe Wilson says he's seeing his constituents hurting while Congress waits. He says it's time for the members to step up and do the right thing, even if it's not the perfect bill. Plus, in this edition of Dateline Washington, tonight's the night for the vice presidential debate. David Lightman, White House correspondent for the Washington Bureau of McClatchy News, joins us from the campus of Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri, as we get ready to watch Joe Biden and Sarah Palin duke it out. And the real cost of the taxpayers. Back to the bailout as we finish the program and are joined by Pete Sepp, Vice President for Communications at the National's Taxpayers Union. We'll go over the impact of the $700 billion price tag, plus all those little incentives added on by Senate negotiators. All that, plus the day in Congress and in business, follows Thursday's headlines. And following an overwhelming vote in support of a revised $700 billion bailout package in the Senate Wednesday night, it's now up to the House of Representatives Friday to seal the fate one way or the other of this latest version of the legislation. But one person clearly buoyed by the support in the U.S. Senate for this bill, President Bush, who says it's now incumbent upon the House to get this done.
And the bill that's before the House of Representatives tomorrow is a bill that has got the best chance providing liquidity, providing credit, providing money so small businesses and medium-sized businesses can function.
President Bush also says it's vital for small businesses to be able to get credit and be able to depend on that credit in the near and long term.
It means that if you're running a small company and you need to make payroll or you need to make sure you got inventory to be able to sell a product or you want to expand so you can hire somebody, you need to have credit.
Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and John McCain were all in Washington on the Senate floor Wednesday evening, and all of them voted in favor of the revised version of this legislation. Senator Obama says he was outraged at the initial bailout plan offered by the Treasury Secretary. He says that was simply asking the American people to sign a blank check. Obama says he's still not thrilled with the final version, but it's definitely better than where we started.
These are the quiet storms that our families have been facing for months, if not years. These are the storms that will only get worse if we don't act, and act now to pass the rescue plan that's before the House of Representatives.
Obama and John McCain are in pretty similar mindsets here. Senator McCain says in the perfect world, he would have made some changes to the bill that passed the Senate Wednesday night, but he says it'll do the job in stabilizing our economy.
A greater curb, by the way, not as great as I wanted, curb on CEO pay that take taxpayers' dollars, but we certainly improved it from what it originally was. And I think it can do the job.
Following the vote in the Senate on Wednesday night, Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the bailout bill is a start in the right direction.
We have much to be proud of. This doesn't entirely solve the problem, but it begins to move us in the direction of getting the American economy back where it needs to be.
Connecticut Senator Christopher Dodd is chairman of the Senate Banking Committee. He says this legislation was vital to moving forward.
We've got many, many difficult months ahead to get this right, but none of that could happen without the decision today.
The final vote in the Senate was 74 in favor, 25 opposed. The one senator missing is a Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy, who is back home in Massachusetts battling brain cancer. Jim DeMint, a Republican from South Carolina, was among the 25 against this plan, and he explained why.
The question is more government going to solve the problem? I am afraid that it's a Band-Aid designed to get us past the election. There's no one here at the administration telling us this is a final solution. They're just trying to buy some time. But the Democrats are balking at anything that's really pro-growth or pro-economy, something that would help us long-term.
On the other side, Washington Democratic Senator Maria Cantwell explaining her reasons for also voting against the package. In a statement, Cantwell said while she supported some of the add-on provisions to the bill, she didn't vote for it because she didn't believe in, quote, turning over the keys of the Treasury to the private sector, unquote. Cantwell also says she doesn't believe it's the U.S. government's job to choose winners and losers in corporate America. In addition, she thinks the bill leaves the government with fewer resources to deal with other issues. But on the House side, Friday is D-Day for the up or down vote. And of course, back on Monday, the House said no. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress needs to pass this bill on Friday.
In fact, if we do not act, hardworking Americans and millions of people will see the American dream evaporate. So that's why it's very important to pass this legislation, and we're working hard to do so.
More news in just a few moments. For now, that's a look at Thursday's headlines.